SBS Radio.
Napag-alaman ng isang bagong ulat na napakalaking bilang ng mga kabataang Australiano ay nababahala tungkol sa pagbabago ng klima. Sila ang henerasyon na magdurusa sa mga epekto ng pagbabago ng klima at lubhang nalulungkot dahil sa hindi pagkilos. Mayroon din silang mataas na antas ng kawalan ng tiwala sa mga politiko. Sa tampok na ulat ni Amy Hall na isinalin sa wikang Filipino. Isang bagong ulat mula sa Young Ambassador Program ng UNICEF ay nagpapakita ng pagbabago ng panahon o climate change ay isang alalhanin para sa karamihan ng mga kabataang Australiano. Tinipon mula sa mga konsultasyon kasama ng mahigit sa 1,500 Australiano na may gulang 4 hanggang 22 at mga sagot mula sa mga pagtatanong mula sa 1,000 mga 14 hanggang 17 taong gulang. Ang ulat ay nagpapakita na halos 3% ng mga kabataang Australiano ay nakikita ang pagbabago ng klima bilang may malaking epekto sa mundo. Sinabi ng Direktor ng Policy and Advocacy ng UNICEF Australia, Amy Lamoyne, ang pagkabahala para sa kapaligiran ay ipinahayag mula sa lahat ng hanay ng edad.
They had different language to describe it and they told a different story about it, but they all had very consistent kind of concerns. Small children are really attuned to the environment and we see that all of the time. And so the smaller children were talking about pollution as a concern and wildlife and the extinction of wildlife as a bit of a concern. As children kind of got to middle years, they were talking about climate change in more detailed terms. And by the time we were talking to adolescents and people in the higher secondary school years, they were talking in really clear terms about the likely trajectory of climate change going forward.
Sinabi niya na lubusang sumasang-ayon ng mga kabataang Australiano na ang pagbabago ng klima ay isang napipintong banta.
75% of people that we talked to were saying that we need to take action on climate change, but it's real, that it's based on human activity and that we need to take action. So it's a very shared common view from children and young people, and they are very eager for politicians to move from a space of ideology back into a conversation about science and real action to actually address this fairly big threat to their future.
Ayon sa UNICEF Young Ambassador Josh Britton, galit ang mga kabataang Australiano tungkol sa pagmana sa isang problema na hindi sila gumampan ng bahagi sa paglikha.
They're really concerned that they're being left out of the process of addressing climate change. And they feel like it's an almost existential threat which drowns out all other aspects of their future. I've had children tell me directly that they feel like climate change means that they may not have a future. And that's something that I've been seeing across all age groups from 4 years old all the way up to 22 years old.
Ayon sa kanya, ang mga kabataan na kanyang nakausap ay naniniwala na anumang gawin nila sa individual na antas upang harapin ang pagbabago ng klima ay hindi magkakaroon ng makabuluhang kaibhan kapag ang mga malalaking negosyo at ang gobyerno ay hindi gumagawa ng tunay na pagkilos. Ayon kay Amy Lamoyne, nais ng mga kabataan na ang gobyerno ng Australia ay magsagawa ng pangreyong pamumuno sa issue.
We're in a region where the climate presents some fairly big challenges beyond just Australia, but for the whole region. It's an imminent threat to the Pacific. And there were some discussions that's actually listed in the report that we could look at a regional summit where young people are getting to feed their thinking and some solutions into a conversation with other young people in the Pacific.
Sinabi ni Josh Britton, isang pangreyon na pagpupulong o isang regional summit ay isang magandang unang hakbang upang maisama ang mga kabataan sa proseso ng pagtugon sa pagbabago ng klima.
I think that will be doubly valuable because not only do children have a unique perspective on climate change and face unique challenges surrounding climate change, but children in the Pacific especially face unique challenges. The only way to be able to properly address those challenges is to be able to talk to the people that are affected by them, because nobody can give you the perspective of a child except the child themselves. If we're not talking to children and we're not getting that perspective, then we're not going to be able to address the issues that face them effectively.
Sinabi niya na hindi pagkilos sa pagbabago ng klima ay bahagi kung bakit higit sa kalahati o 55% ng 14 hanggang 17 taong gulang at 65% ng mga 18 hanggang 19 taong gulang na mga kabataang Australiano ay mababa ang antas ng pagtitiwala sa mga politiko.
The government's response to climate change has disappointed a lot of kids. They've expressed to us that they feel like the government is taking action only based on the short term, and climate change is such a long term existential issue that it's not being properly addressed.
Dagdag pa niya na pakiramdam ng mga kabataan na hindi tinutupad ng mga politiko ang kanilang mga ginagawang pangako.
They felt they would say one thing and do something else, and they expressed real frustration with that. Another thing we heard really often was confusion and dismay over regular leadership changes. I mean, I was 7 years old the last time a prime minister served a full term, and younger kids have never seen a prime minister serve a full term, and they really feel that that is not a positive thing, and they've shown really strong response to that.
Inyong komunidad, inyong usapan sa SBS Filipino.
Tell us what you think. Like us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter.